A sense of urgency seemed to grip the administration after Islamic State militants released videos showing the beheadings of two American journalists. The Islamic State group already had overrun portions of Iraq, leaving Republican lawmakers and other critics to question the president's foreign policy approach on world crises.
We cannot engage in photo-op foreign policy or press release foreign policy of dropping a bomb here, shooting a missile there, and not having a strategy that is dictated by clear and direct military objectives in furtherance of U.S. national security interests.
But even members of his own party have accused Mr. Obama of being too cautious and displaying a lack of urgency in Iraq. Ken Sofer with the Center for American Progress says the president's approach may not be sexy to critics who are advocating for immediate military action, but his decision-making is strategic and takes into account the long term.
One of President Obama's biggest strengths is that he is very deliberative. He does not overreact in situations, and he largely looks at these different foreign policy crises and assesses kind of what are the threats to U.S. interests and U.S. opportunities, U.S. citizens.
Some say President Obama's cautious foreign policy approach, including his reluctance to engage militarily, has contributed to a sense of American disengagement with the world. This perception comes at a time when other nations are looking to the United States for leadership in dealing with these crises, not just in Iraq, but in Ukraine, where Russian troops have rolled across the border. Michael O'Hanlon with the Brookings Institution.
I think the president was trying for a couple of years to see if there were substitutes. And I hope that he's now realized that even as the U.S. needs to work with coalitions and partners, there's nobody else in this international system of the 21st century so far that can play a leadership role.
O'Hanlon says there is still time for Mr. Obama to shift his foreign policy focus toward more decisive action and rely less on other nations to take a greater leadership role. Despite this, the White House says the president is seeking out willing partners to fight what the Secretary of State has said poses an imminent threat to the United States. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Washington.